Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So-called conservative Republican legislators cave to the LGBT agenda. Yes, they want to use your tax money to support so-called sex change surgeries in the military. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there were 24 Republicans, I think this astounded so many people, that voted against defunding the LGBT agenda in the military. Matt, they want to use federal tax dollars in the military of all places to promote a delusion that a man can change into a woman and therefore, under federal tax money, receive hormones of the opposite gender and even go through sex change surgery, etc., which really is just simply invasive plastic surgery, cutting things off, adding things on. It's just plastic surgery. And it would cost millions and millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money in the military of all places. We need to clean house with some of these people who say they're conservative, but really are not conservative at all, particularly in this issue.
Yeah, this is unconscionable, and each one of these 24 should be primaried, frankly. They should be, you know, they have failed to properly represent their constituents, and more importantly, they fail to represent the American people, and even more importantly than that, the members of the military. They're engaging in San Francisco-style social experimentation within the military, and there's just no excuse for this. We often say that elections matter. Well, when you have legislators going off the deep end like this, who are supposed to be representing their constituents and voting in a way that their constituents expect for them to vote, it makes you wonder, do elections really matter when they're just embracing wholesale the radical LGBT lobby?
You know, I'd like to sit down with each of them and ask them, you know, if your daughter went into the military and there was another member in the military who was a man who decided he was a female and having surgery, how would you feel about that?
Well, I wouldn't feel very good about it. You know, I thought all along that the military was there to protect and serve.
Exactly.
And they need to be ready. We need the best men and women in the military who are ready, who are not confused, who are not going there wanting to transition from this to that or into Never Never Land, but they are ready. You have to have unit cohesion. You have to have good morale. And then to use the military, as Obama did, and now some Republicans seem to be okay with it, as a social experimentation in the military of all places, the last place you want to weaken unit cohesion and inject things that are extrinsic to national security is in the military.
Absolutely. You know, if they're imploding from within, how are they going to be prepared and strong to defend us out?
Well, Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler had an amendment to the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act that would have provided a unique opportunity in a unified Congress or united Congress to put an end to this abuse of our military and of American taxpayer dollars by putting an end to the use of defense funding to pay for genital mutilation and sex so-called reassignment surgeries. Why do we want to put one penny to these kinds of so-called surgeries, taking people out of active service during the surgery and recovery time, and use that money for that kind of delusion? Why are we not buying these men and women the proper vest and the military equipment and ammunition and the best training that they could possibly get? Matt, this is just absolutely absurd. 24 Republicans joined forces with the Democrats and ultimately defeated this amendment, meaning that federal funds currently will be used in the military to provide hormones, which this would be for men, for example, that are diluted into being a woman, high levels of estrogen or vice versa, for women, high levels of testosterone, which in itself has health consequences, cardiac and other kinds of consequences, and then letting them go through surgery, paying this by taxpayer dollars, and letting the men sleep in the women's barracks, shower completely naked in the women's shower rooms, and so forth. This just makes no sense.
And not only is it unethical and fiscally irresponsible, and not only does it put lives at risk within the military because taxpayer dollars and resources are being funneled into this radical social engineering, it's also immoral, Matt, because when we're talking about taxpayer dollars, so many people have this misconception that somehow that's the government's money, that the government has a right to just kind of do with whatever they will. These are our hard-earned taxpayer dollars, specifically earmarked for national security and protecting the people of the United States and equipping those men and women who are fighting to defend our actual civil rights. And they're perverting the use of this money and funneling it into immoral and unethical activity that will put lives at risk.
Not only that, but the military has had to cut back on a lot of expenditures. So now you're looking at putting all this money into sex reassignment surgeries.
And from what we understand, we're talking about millions, tens and maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, I saw one particular estimate that would even go into the $1 billion range. And this was from someone who's a military expert. That is hard to imagine that we would take any money and divert it to these kinds of causes. You know, serving in the military is not a right. It's not some constitutional right to serve in the military. You have to be qualified. There's many people that may want to serve in the military, but because of other mental or other kinds of physical impediments that they have encountered, they're not fit to serve in the military, because we want the best men and women, both mentally fit and physically fit and capable to serve. You're actually going into the military not just as a social club. You're going into the military to actually be prepared to engage in lethal activity, lethal defense, where you're defending your colleagues, and most importantly, you're defending the United States of America and our allies. So that's what the military is about. It's not some social club. So when someone joins and they have confusion at the time of joining, or they want to so-called become an opposite sex, which you can't do in reality, after joining, they ought to face the same kind of rigor as anyone else that has other issues that either will not be accepted or will be discharged. But the last thing you want to do is use federal funds to divert from tanks and rifles and ammunitions and training and security towards this kind of nonsense. This started with Obama, and it should have ended with this Congress.
Right.
And let's be very clear here. The first soldier who is severely injured or dies due to lack of proper equipment because these funds were diverted for this radical social experimentation, that blood is on the hands of these 24
Absolutely.
Republicans.
Wow.
And that sounds strong. Some might say that's hyperbole.
True.
But I'm serious. Those funds could have been used to improve equipment, safety, and protect the lives of military members. But instead, you know, the APA, Matt, as you know, this was called gender identity disorder. This is a disorder. They now call it gender dysphoria. They're trying to kind of whitewash the mental disorder that is this gender confusion, this gender identity confusion. So folks who are joining the military so that they can avail themselves of this immoral use of taxpayer funds and get a free ride on their so-called sex change operation, these are individuals who need our prayer. They need good psychiatric help, but they don't need to have their perfectly healthy body parts and their bodies mutilated. You know, there's a 41% suicide rate for individuals who engage in this.
Yeah, and the last thing you want is that kind of a person in the military. You know, this issue was started, as well you mentioned, by President Obama, using the military as a social engineering reformation institution instead of a military readiness. Under General Mattis, he has been saying that he wants to make sure that military readiness is a top priority. Obviously, that's not the case for some of these 24 Republicans and a whole host of Democrats. So when 2018 comes around, we need to remember these individuals. You can go to our website, lc.org, and we have a list of all 24 of these Republicans. I don't know how many of these are coming up for re-election, but certainly some of them are. Check out who is in your state, people that you will vote for that will be your representative. And if they're not representing you, make your voice known in the 2018 midterm elections. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can go to our online store. For more information of resources and books and booklets, you can also learn more about Liberty Counsel through our emails. You can sign up for all of our emails just at the bottom of the lc.org website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.